This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has raised a record amount from Democratic Party donors in the 24 hours since Joe Biden stepped down from the White House race and offered her endorsement, her campaign said on Monday. Her campaign claimed the $81 million haul was the largest 24-hour raise in presidential history. The 59-year-old Harris swiftly secured the backing of a flood of Democrats after receiving Biden's endorsement on Sunday, including from state governors. California's Gavin Newsom and Pennsylvania's Josh Shapiro, both touted as top presidential contenders. One historian is looking back on the past 2 weeks as among the three most tumultuous periods in American politics, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They call it a sucker punch.
Like a hit to the gut for the University of Virginia's Barbara Perry. Her only parallels, the early 1860s.
That was the worst time of upheaval in the United States.
With secession and civil war, a century later.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party.
Lyndon Johnson was essentially forced out of the 1968 race.
In that case, because of his unpopularity and probably unelectability.
Then the killings of Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. Sagar Magani, Washington.
United States Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance on Monday said he thought President Joe Biden had no capacity for the presidency one day after the veteran Democrat announced his withdrawal from the 2024 race.
This is not okay, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot for 3.5 years take a guy who clearly didn't have the mental capacity to do the job.
Vance speaking in his hometown in Ohio just days after becoming Donald Trump's running mate. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. agency responsible for protecting U.S. politicians rejected bipartisan calls to resign for security failures that allowed a would-be assassin to wound Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
In a contentious House Oversight Committee hearing Monday, U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle admitted that she and her agency failed when a would-be assassin wounded Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump at a campaign rally.
I take full responsibility for any security lapse of our agency.
But she signaled that she had no intention of resigning despite bipartisan calls to do so.
Do you think you are the best person in the country to head the Secret Service?
I think that I am the best person to lead the Secret Service at this time.
Cheadle declined to answer specific questions about the day's security plan, saying the matter was being investigated, frustrating both Republicans and Democrats.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Thousands of panicked Gazans fled after the Israeli military showered Khan Yunis with leaflets ordering evacuation on Monday, warning it was preparing to launch an operation in part of the former humanitarian area. The military had declared the area along the Gaza coast between the cities of Khan Yunis and Rafah a safe zone in May and told Palestinians to relocate there, but it has now ordered people to leave part of the zone in eastern Khan Yunis city that it says militants have been using to launch attacks on Israeli targets. The fallout from a massive IT outage continues as businesses work to get their online systems back up and running after an infected software update from cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike wreaked havoc across the globe. VOA's Tina Trin reports.
How did a global IT outage of this scale happen in the first place? Vahid Bezodan, a computer science professor at the University of New Haven, says failures in quality control testing likely fueled the chaotic domino effect that followed the update.
Typically, when a new software patch or the software update comes in, at least in critical infrastructure, it's the policy of the IT department or the IT staff to first test out the update on an isolated machine. If everything goes according to the plan, they roll it out to other machines.
Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
American rapper Snoop Dogg will be among the carriers of the Olympic flame this Friday as it makes its final rounds before the Paris Games opening ceremony. He will carry it through the ethnically diverse northern Paris suburbs. It's home to the Olympic Stadium and Aquatic Center, the town's mayor told AFP on Monday. I'm Joe Ramsey.